Welcome to the streets of Cork, where there's a man begging on my immediately right-hand side, where there are people walking all over the city, in the city centre. There's a great air on Bridge Street of activity and energy. I'm about to walk over Patrick's Bridge. I'm walking in a southerly direction, and it's dusk, really. It's dusk. The blue sky, a few grey clouds, a few white clouds, a breeze. It's not as chilly as it was earlier in the day. And the moon is up. The moon is up about over three quarters, maybe three fifths. So, yeah, here I am. And I want to just say one or two things about the Cork Jazz Festival. I've been wandering around this afternoon, probably since about 1:30 in the day, and I've been recording via live streaming on Periscope, but also on audio, pieces of the day. And I must say, on a day like this, when I have time and no other commitments, and the weather is good, it's just a gorgeous place to walk around Cork, I have to say. It really is. It's quite special. And there are so many music events and so many pubs, all of which cost no money. And you can just hang out there. Now, of course, it's difficult for people who don't drink any alcohol unless they're really sorted out and can happily drink water or fruit juice or something like that. But I must say, for people who are quite relaxed about spending time in the pub, there's wonderful music. There's music in hotels as well. It's a bit like Edinburgh. There's a big festival, meaning there are big shows in the evening with big stars, we'll say. But there's a big fringe here in Cork. They don't call it the fringe, really. There is a tiny fringe that is called the fringe, but there's really, in reality, a very big fringe here in Cork. And that's all the free music that you can get. Everything I've been to today has been free. I'm fortunate that I've been offered a free ticket for a pay-to-get-in, sold-out event this evening. But I'm just standing here on Patrick's Bridge, not really wanting to go anywhere except look at the sky, pale blue, a seagull there flying over my head, a man on a lime green jacket cycling a bicycle on the pavement, a woman in a red jacket pushing a bicycle with a basket on the back containing food. And an advertisement for Cork to London City for €39 one way. Fly like a star, whoever you are. City jet, flying people like you, that's what they say. But I just wanted to, in a small way, pay a lot of appreciation to this small city, which has irritated the hell out of me many times and bothered me. I'm not a, total enthusiast for some features of Cork. I remember my very first arrival in Cork, I tore my hair out about how impossible it was to find your way around using street signs or directions. Used to think that there was a school of civic engineering or civil engineering where people learned how to put up signs that would confuse people. But when all is said and done, it's a small city, and it's got some wonderful features, particularly the river that splits as it comes through the centre, and there's an island in the middle, and I always compare it in my own mind to Ile de la Cité in Paris. But I'm standing on, a great rendezvous bridge, meet you on St. Patrick's Bridge. There's a woman wielding a huge Nikon camera down the road from me. She's with a man who looks like he comes from either Korea or China. She's also from Korea or China. She's got a panda bear on her white bag, and it's EOS, so I can't even remember whether that's Nikon or Canon. But anyway, this is just a little piece of audio, kind of just to still myself and give you a little bit of quiet time to listen to it. There's a woman with two children, two red balloons, and a man, and somebody who looks like their mother-in-law or their mother over there. So I just want to say it's good to be alive on an evening like this. And you're right, I have had a pint and a half to drink. So that's why I'm so lyrical about Cork. Bye for now. Thanks a million for listening. Arrivederci.